Proclamation number 5180, dated the July 29th, 1951. Serious admonition to consider the life after death. Once again I admonish you humans on earth, consider your souls and your state after death. For the forthcoming extremely difficult turn of events in your earthly life is merely intended to make you consider your physical death and what will follow afterwards. I want to draw your attention to it and lovingly inform you of the hard times which will befall you, so that you then will believe it if you are as yet unable to believe, if you still discard as a fantasy what is solemn truth. You are in great danger, for you live earthly life so light-heartedly as if it would last forever, and yet, the time left to you is so short that you would be horrified if you knew of it. You gamble your life away, you are moved by trivial worries, and yet it is only important that you consider your soul, so that it will be able to calmly endure every adversity in order to start the true life in light and strength in the spiritual kingdom. Yet it is up to you humans yourselves in which state your soul will enter the spiritual kingdom. I ever more urgently admonish you to change your attitude. Although it doesn't have to be bad, it is nevertheless too earthly minded to be suitable for the spiritual kingdom. Like a loving father, I call to my children on earth, be concerned about your soul, consider your real purpose of life and hurry, for there is not much time left until the end. Change your attitude before it is too late. Bear in mind what fate will await you when your earthly life is over, and believe that the soul's life will not end with the body's death, but that it will live on, yet in the state you have created for it in earthly life. You are responsible for its fate in eternity, that is, you have to accept the consequences of your earthly life yourselves, which will be a fate in darkness if you have used your life wrongly. And you live wrongly if you live without faith and without love, if you do not acknowledge me as your God and Father and therefore do not observe my commandments either, if you only live for the world but not for the spiritual kingdom, which is your true home and which you inevitably will have to enter, albeit its spheres are so different that it can mean both supreme happiness as well as most bitter agony for the soul, depending on its state of maturity. And you humans are responsible for this state of maturity. This is what I call to you from above again, so that you will turn inwards and change, so that you will pay less attention to earthly life in favor of advancing your soul's spiritual life. Listen to my call from above. Take stock of yourselves. Turn around before it is too late. For the day will come without fail which I have always and forever announced to you. You don't have much time left, therefore make use of it and take care of your soul, so that it will not have to fear the end which is soon about to happen to you. Amen.